The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's game time. Join Anthony Herron for the game plan. We'll discuss the top stories.
America, what's up? For the better part of the next hour, I am your voice. This is the Game Plan with Anthony Herron, a.k.a. Big Ant, coming to you live from the Mission Design Studios studio here in 2010. Appreciate you listening in 2010. I'm fresh off a trip from Florida. Let me try to quickly get you caught up on any current events over the past week. Had a great time in Florida. Told you guys about going down to the Capital One Bowl, being down there for the Orange Bowl. Saw a couple of excellent efforts by some Big Ten teams down there. I was covering those for the Big Ten Network in Orlando. I was there New Year's Eve, and then the game played New Year's Day between Penn State and LSU. Great effort by the Nittany Lions. Came out with a victory. And then, of course, in Miami, checking out the alma mater, watched the Iowa Hawkeyes in the Orange Bowl take down Georgia Tech, the Yellow Jackets. Really just a physical mismatch more than anything. I mean, Georgia Tech, excellent football team, that triple option running attack, Paul Johnson, he was at Navy, he's got the military academy background going. I mean, they had it working, ACC champs, but they did not have it working the night of January 5th. Big-time credit to Kirk Ferentz, his entire staff, and, of course, Norm Parker, he hates being called a defensive genius, but, I mean, the guy gets it done as a coach on that side of the ball. So, big congratulations to the Iowa Hawkeyes. And the Big Ten as a whole, really, I mean, I guess really at the top of the show here, a lot of folks I kind of need to congratulate. I mean, the Big Ten, not just the 4-3 mark during the bowl season, but the four games that they won were huge. They beat four top 15 opponents. Wisconsin got it started off on the right note, beating Miami. And then, of course, you know, Penn State got it done New Year's Day. Like I said, Northwestern almost pulled one off, but couldn't quite beat Auburn. But Ohio State in the Rose Bowl, where everyone's thinking that if they're going to win, they got to come out, they got to run the football, they got to, you know, keep the rushing attack of Oregon under control. Terrell Pryor comes out with the MVP performance, 266 yards in the air, a couple of touchdowns. Ran for over 70 yards, big performance from the Buckeyes, and then the Hawkeyes against another top 15 opponent, they got it done. So congrats to the Big Ten Conference. We're actually going to do a bowl wrap-up show on the Big Ten Network this Thursday night. I've been hitting the head a lot, like I always tell you guys, but I believe it's 9 Central, I think is what time that's going to be on. You can, I guess, check your local listings and make sure you're tuning in at the right time for that. But I believe it's going to be 9 Central, 10 Eastern, something like that, when the Big Ten Bowl wrap-up show. We're going to suck every drop out of a successful bowl season that we can, especially, like I said, with the four games that got won, the four biggest games, the four biggest stages with the Big Ten teams. And they were really, you know, the scoreboard didn't show it in all the games, but dominant performances, really. There wasn't a game that was really in doubt other than the Penn State game against LSU. LSU finally took a late lead, but you know, all the Big Ten teams, they had, you know, much more yards than the opponents did, less penalties, time of possession, big edges there in most of the games. I mean, really good performance. So I was happy to see that, not only just as a Big Ten guy, but as a guy working for the network now, it's good to have something positive to talk about with the conference, because there was a lot of the word on the street was this, just that, of course, the perception of the Big Ten had been down coming into the bowl season. It was a must-win type of year during the bowl season for the Big Ten, and and they got it done when they needed to. But, of course, the even bigger game was taking place in the state that I live in, or at least the team from this state, Alabama, winning the national championships. Congratulations to Nick Saban, all the players and coaches involved in that. They've been the best team the entire year. So, you know, I can't say I was surprised. Once the SEC championship game was determined between them and Florida, you knew that, you know, if it's Texas coming out of the other game or whoever it was going to be, they were going to have a tough road trying to defeat the team. And really, you could tell in the way that Nick Saban ended up coaching the game. Not the start of the game, really out of character for Nick Saban at the start of the national championship game. But as the game wore on, once Colt McCoy was taken out of the lineup, he just played it close to the vest. He knew he had the better team. Of course, Texas with the true freshman quarterback in there, Gilbert, couldn't mount much of a charge until the fourth quarter, and Alabama comes out with the title. So all the folks listening down here in Tide Country, I know you're out there. I know a lot of you are at work right now, so feel free to call in if you got a second. But if you don't, email me or anything else you want to do. And speaking of calling in, let me get the phone numbers out here. The LS4 hotline is 888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144 to call in. Or the Quaker Homes inbox, feel free to email me, bigantnow@live.com, bigantnow@live.com, if you want to get your take in on things here. Mention a few other congratulations. Peyton Manning winning the a record fourth NFL MVP award, and there was a lot of other guys that were deserving to be in the running, but I do think they got it right. And it turns into a thing where, at least as an audience, we kind of get sick of seeing the same guys win over and over again, especially with the Mannings. I mean, let's be honest. There's a particular dislike. There's some hating going on towards the Manning family because of, you know, Archie and how popular he's been over the years, but then he's got his two sons, and people think, you know, maybe they feel a bit entitled and things like that. But you can't deny it. Peyton Manning gets it done on the field. Fourth NFL MVP award. You know, Drew Brees, of course, in the running. Brett Favre, Phillip Rivers, even Chris Johnson. I mean, a guy like that in most years, it's a rare feat to rush for over 2,000 yards in the NFL. NFL record for overall yards from scrimmage, over 2,500 total yards from scrimmage. Didn't even get a vote because of the big years, the huge years from some of these quarterbacks. But in the end, I think they got it right with Peyton Manning getting his fourth award. And the news just released today, Big Ten guy from Michigan, Charles Woodson, being named Defensive Player of the Year. And he was kind of a dark horse for that award early in the season because, you know, Jared Allen with the Vikings was having a big year and the Saints were undefeated and Darren Sharper was running a lot of interceptions back to the house. But when it came down to it and, you know, all the ballots got cast and whatnot, I think they got this one right because not only was Charles Woodson, he really, you could almost say a couple of years ago, he could have been the comeback player of the year when he first got to Green Bay from Oakland because this, I don't know, there's just something about the Raiders where careers of guys who had been excellent players before that, careers go to die in Oakland. And the only consistent thing there for decades and decades now has been Al Davis. And they've had their peak. And really, even, you know, within this decade, they've made a Super Bowl. It hasn't been that long since the Raiders were in a Super Bowl against Tampa Bay. But, man, Charles Woodson is a prime example of a guy that went to Oakland. You didn't hear from him for years, and now, in the last few years, he's been in Green Bay, and his game has picked up seemingly every season. He's actually even got better and better as a guy that's in double digits as far as his years in the league at this point. But big congratulations to him. I've always been a fan of his game. Charles Woodson winning the MVP award. Let me set the show up for you a little bit here. Going to have a guest on in the third segment, a friend of mine, a guy named Matt Hughes. He was a linebacker at the University of Iowa. Had an excellent playing career in college, went on to play some professional football, and he's a guy that went through the ringer of the professional ranks. And Matt is the co-founder of a business that sponsors a hotline, the LS4 hotline. The business is called LS4. It's Life Success for Athletes, and then the cool little acronym is LS4. But I'm going to have Matt on at the half-hour point of the show in our third segment to talk about not only his personal story, but to just talk about the launching of LS4, and the website is www.ls4a.com. That's Life Success for Athletes. So it's ls4a.com. So Matt's just going to talk about the launching of LS4 and why it's such an important venture at this time where they're trying to, or should I say we, I mean, let's be honest, we're gearing the business towards trying to help collegiate athletes make the transition from amateur to the professional ranks, and then also from being professionals onto their post-career. And there's so many different pitfalls that come about professional athletics, so want to do everything we can to try to help guys manage those different hurdles. So Matt's going to be a guest in the third segment, but also my poll question for the day, and it's geared towards football in a way, but it kind of ventures off the football path a little bit. You know, I like to throw some different things at you sometimes. There's been a lot of turnover lately, really in the coaching ranks in college and NFL, and also in the television world. I mean, you look at Simon Cowell, who's now announced he's leaving American Idol, apparently. Paula Abdul already left American Idol. And you got the whole saga with Jay Leno and the Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien and what's happening in the late night world. Even Oprah told us a few weeks ago, you know, we all grew up with Oprah. Everybody thought Oprah was going to host her show forever. Apparently Oprah's not going to host her show anymore after next year. A lot of turnover as far as TV hosts. And when you look at how everyone is basically looking for work these days, I mean, myself included, I can't even count how many jobs I got. Let's see, Big Ten Network versus Game Plan, Lexi, LS4, Mission Design Studios. I mean, I'm doing a lot of stuff. But if I lose any of those jobs, at least I've got like another 6 or 7 or 8 jobs. I always joke, and of course, coaching with the Alabama Vipers, I always joke with my players about it because they always say, Coach, how are you always busy? How do you always have something to do? And I tell them, if I got 10 jobs, even if I lose 3 of them, I still got 7 jobs left where I've got an opportunity to do something lucrative, do something productive with my life. So that's the approach I'm taking right now, especially in 2010. You know, we're out of the aughts now. It's a new year. And I'm wondering, what do you even call this decade? Do you call it the 10s? That doesn't really sound right to me. Once you get into the 20s, it's easy. And, of course, I was a child of the 70s, and you had the 80s and 90s. Now, this first decade, you can say that was the turn of the century, and you can look back at it and say, you know, remember back in 09 when the Colts started off 14-0, whatever, you know, whatever little number you want to throw out there. But now at this point, I don't know. What can you really call the 10s? I'm not sure. But whatever it ends up being, we'll see. But 2010, new day, new time, all kinds of jobs. So my poll question is, what football coach do you think would make the best TV show host? So think American Idol, The Bachelor, Late Night Talk, Daytime Talk, whatever. That's my poll question. Email me, bigatnowatlive.com, or feel free to call in. I'll keep the phone lines open in the next segment as well, and I'll also give you my answer. What football coach, college or professional, would be the best TV show host? We're going to take a brief timeout coming up here in just a moment, and then we'll come back, and I'll get into breaking down some playoff talk and prep for Mr. Matt Hughes, who's going to be on in the third segment. Stay tuned here. You listen to The Game Plan. Be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Is there truly a lesson in every situation? Can you learn from another person's experiences, or are lessons learned when they only happen to you? Dave Felzer, number one national and number one international best-selling author, challenges listeners to stand tall, to be accountable no matter what the setbacks, and to recommit to enhancing their lives as well as assisting others around them. Listen to The Dave Felzer Show every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Radio Network.
It's football, pop culture, and everything in between. Get ready for The Game Plan with Anthony Herron, a.k.a. Big Ant. Anthony has a background in college and professional football and brings the player, coach, and broadcaster perspective to this weekly roundup of the top sports news and events. Big Ant wants to hear from you, too. Tune in to The Game Plan with Anthony Herron every Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. It's game time.
The Sports Mavericks Show redefines the elite athlete by bridging the gap between parents, athletes, and the community. Host Ida Moyet, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, brings to the Voice America Network original programming, balancing the pursuit of academic excellence and sports participation. The Sports Mavericks Show airs every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Listeners will be engaged in straightforward talk, spontaneous and unscripted, by the experts. Ida and her guests will explore the challenges of success and failure in sports and will help athletes and their parents navigate the transition from high school, college, and then on to the pros. We put fun back into sports and recognize role models in sports through our Sports Mavericks All-Star Award program. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Ida Moyet and the Sports Mavericks Show right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
To be a part of the game plan with Big Ant, please call in to the program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to BigAntNow@live.com. Now, let's get back into the game plan. Here's Anthony Heron.
Get down. You heard the man. Phone number to call into the LS4 hotline is 888-346-9144. If you want to get your take out here, any topics I'm discussing, or if you feel like I'm glossing over anything, or in my post-concussion syndrome, if there's something that I've forgotten to bring up, feel free. Give me a call. We can talk football all day long, or at least for the better part of the next 45 minutes or so. We'll keep it going. But also, the email, Quaker Homes inbox, BigAntNow@live.com, BigAntNow@live.com. Actually got one here from Steve. Got an email from Steve in Decatur. Says, make sure you give the Tide respect, Big Ant. They are one of the best defenses in college football history. Love the show. Steve, I respect your opinion. The whole best defenses in college football history thing, that could be a slight overstatement, but, I mean, that's Nick Saban's M.O. I certainly respect what the Tide did this year. On the offensive side of the ball, that's obviously where they lacked a bit, and it sounds like you watched, I would guess, living here in SEC country for a while myself, I'm going to guess you're a guy that didn't miss a snap of Alabama this season. Comparably, you know, if we're looking at recent years, you know, let's take the aughts, you know, the past decade or so of football. Comparably, if you're saying, are they as good as the Miami teams from the early part of the decade, you know, from that 99, 2000, 2001 time period, I'd say probably not quite that good. Are they as good as the Florida team? Maybe the initial Florida team, yes. The second national championship team with Tebow from a couple of years ago, I'd say probably not. You know, it's to be well-rounded. They've got the special teams down, which is good. They've, of course, got the defense. The pass rush on the defense isn't stellar. You know, they can collapse the pocket a bit, but they don't really have pure pass rushers. And offensively, they've got the run game, but Greg McElroy extremely inconsistent throwing the football. But I think next year that could be the next step that he would take as the quarterback. The thing to really look for is going to be interesting to see how things play out in the backfield, because we know Nick Saban loves to run the football, and he should with the stable of running backs that he has. But you've got the Heisman Trophy winner, a sophomore, Mark Ingram, returning next season, but then the true freshman, Trent Richardson, I believe, and it's not just my thought, I'm not even the first one to say it, but it was told to me by some folks closer to the program than I am, and I really looked at it and started paying attention. Trent Richardson he just looks flat out better than Ingram, and I mean, that's not taking anything away from Mark Ingram at all. I got no problem with him winning the Heisman. I would have voted for one of the older guys just because I'm a pay-your-dues type of guy, I guess, with that situation. But Richardson is a beast. And when you look at both of them, run the football, I mean, they just they've got an aggression about them. There's an anger with the way they run the ball. There's a refuse to get tackled kind of mentality with both of these guys when they're toting the rock. And when you compare the two of them, the whole height, weight, speed thing, I think Richardson has got it hands down, but not just the physical tools. He is productive, bar none, with the ball in his hands. So as a pure ball carrier, I would say that Richardson has already passed where Ingram is right now. Now, as far as pass protection, catching the ball out of the backfield, some of the different things that Saban wants his tailback to be able to do. Maybe he doesn't surpass Ingram by next season, but he seems to be a guy with a great work ethic. He's definitely an aggressive mentality kind of guy. So it's going to be – I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out getting into next season. You could have a situation where the defending Heisman Trophy winner may not even start at some point for Alabama next season. I mean, I'm just saying, just look for it. Mark Ingram had better not slack off one iota next year. Yeah, I use the word iota. I don't even know what it means. I can't spell iota, but I just used it. Couple of coaching jobs, a little transition going in the NFL. I touched on that. Pete Carroll gets the job in Seattle. He's making another run at being an NFL head coach. And he wasn't as terrible as what people make it seem. I mean, he was a playoff coach in New England. I do believe he's a guy that's better suited for college. You know, he's got the big smile, and he's passionate about it and everything. I don't know, though. I just don't know. I think Seattle, there's just something about the organization. I mean, to me, if Mike Holmgren can't get it done in Seattle, I'm not sure who can. I mean, the guy that turned around the Packers franchise, and, of course, large part in due to Brett Favre and having Reggie White there during the Super Bowl run that they made. But Holmgren, all accounts, no doubt about it, great coach. He leaves Green Bay, ends up in Seattle years later. Seattle was a good organization, but never did reach anywhere near the heights of being a true Super Bowl threat with the Seahawks. So, I mean, if they're going to hire anybody, I guess why not Pete Carroll if you're going to get someone from the college ranks? But I'm sketchy about it. I'm really sketchy about Pete Carroll as an NFL head coach. I mean, I guess I could draw the comparison of maybe a Lou Holtz type of thing where you wonder if someone with that mentality, with that demeanor, can really lead at the NFL level. And they've given him complete control. They haven't even hired a general manager in Seattle yet, and Pete Carroll has been given complete control of the organization, head coach, president, about every other title except GM. He's, you know, offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator, whatever he's going to be. But he's doing it all for the Seahawks. Looking forward to seeing how it goes down, though. In Oakland, Tom Cable, he's still waiting to hear something from Al Davis. Not really sure what's going to happen there. Whatever ends up happening, you know, the Buffalo Bills still have yet to hire a head coach. There were some rumors about Jack Del Rio possibly leaving Jacksonville that would have opened up another vacancy. It appears that that's not going to happen. But then who's your next coach at USC? The Oregon State coaches are already turned down the opportunity. I believe the next name that came up would be an excellent one for the Trojans, and that's Mr. Steve Mariucci. I loved him. I played for him in Detroit in 2003 before he cut me, but I love him anyways. A guy with a great mentality. I've seen him, you know, different times over the years since then. He's got that Pete Carroll type of energy about him that may not work consistently at the NFL level, but I believe you're basically replacing a Pete Carroll if you get Mariucci, except now Mariucci is the offensive guy that you're getting at USC, but it's got that same energy, that those West Coast sensibilities that work with those players, should be a great recruiter. So if they get Mariucci, who I'm surprised he's been out of coaching now as long as he has. I mean, he just seems to enjoy broadcasting, but that would be a good pickup for the Trojans. Let me touch on these NFL matchups from this past weekend and then get into what's going to be coming up in the following weekend, because we, of course, as I said, we have Matt Hughes coming up in the next segment where we're going to talk about LS4, Life Success for Athletes. We'll talk about the launching of that business. It's a business that's basically by athletes for athletes. The slogan is athletes helping athletes, which I think is great, and that's why I'm a part of it. But really, the game that really stood out to me was the last one from the other night. I mean, you know, New York Jets, impressive rookie quarterback. I don't really see them getting past the next round. Baltimore's effort especially the way they were able to run the football on New England, I think it says as much about Baltimore as it does about the Patriots. And the big story coming out of that game was the fact that the Patriots just got shellacked like they did. And where's that franchise at right now? And, you know, that story will continue throughout the offseason as we see different personnel moves play out in New England. But Joe Flacco, second-year guy, only had to attempt 10 passes because of the way Ray Rice, Willis McGahee, and that offensive line were able to pound New England defense. And then the Baltimore defense, of course, just shutting down anything the Patriots threw at him. The Philadelphia-Dallas game just hurt my heart a little bit because I'm a McNabb guy. I'll admit it openly. I root for Donovan McNabb. He's a great person. Everyone I know him thinks he's a great guy, and he was one of, if not the most underappreciated, not only quarterbacks, but athletes of this generation, and that's just kind of the downfall of being in Philadelphia, I guess. But I root, every year he gets into the playoffs, I root for Donovan McNabb to win the Super Bowl. Didn't get it done, but Dallas is a dangerous, dangerous team. Man, they can really do it all, and the best thing they can do, especially in the postseason, is that they can get after the quarterback. And with the amount of quarterback-led teams left in the NFC, that's going to be huge for them. Man, DeMarcus Ware just beasted Peterson during that game. And, I mean, that's why Philadelphia gave Jason Peterson all that money. And he just could not do anything with Ware. When you got an individual like DeMarcus Ware that can just control a game like that, continually affect the pocket, for me, basically coaches I've had at every level say the two positions that you really need to affect the game at to have your best shot at winning, you're looking at quarterback and you're looking at defensive line. And Tony Romo playing at an extremely high level for Dallas, aided now by some consistency in the run game, and then you can get after the quarterback from that front three, front four, front six when they want to if they're blitzing. Dallas is a dangerous outfit. I'm not going psycho about the Arizona-Green Bay game like everybody else is. I mean, high-level play from the quarterbacks, from the skill position guys, the wide receivers. But, I mean, if not terrible defense, definitely subpar defense. I mean, like I just talked about how important it is to get pressure on the pocket, to make the quarterback nervous. Neither team was able to do that to either QB. Now, it came down on the last snap of the game. They go, they hit Aaron Rodgers, they get the sack, you know, strip, fumble, touchdown, game over. But up until that point, where was that pass rush? They certainly weren't anywhere near the Packer QB. And Green Bay, it's noteworthy, without Aaron Kampman, Green Bay did not apply any pressure the entire game to Kurt Warner. And they tried both things. The thing I'll say about Dom Capers, he didn't get lax. He still applied the blitz. Blitz didn't work against Warner. And playing back, rushing three didn't work against them either. They were picked apart the entire game. So to call that one of the greatest playoff games ever, greatest wild card, whatever you want to say, I wouldn't go that far with it. I need a little more defense in my games to really rank it up that high. So that's my take on the past games. I'll get back to a few picks for these upcoming playoff games in the last segment. But this next segment, I'm going to talk to a guy by the name of Matt Hughes. He's going to be with us. He'll be calling in over the break. And we're going to talk about LS4, Life Success for Athletes. The website is www.ls4a.com, and we'll get into that more after this next break. You're listening to The Game Plan.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot. Got it.
With 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
It's football, pop culture, and everything in between. Get ready for The Game Plan with Anthony Herron, a.k.a. Big Ant. Anthony has a background in college and professional football and brings the player, coach, and broadcaster perspective to this weekly roundup of the top sports news and events. Big Ant wants to hear from you, too. Tune in to The Game Plan with Anthony Herron every Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. It's game time.
you're thinking of starting a business or are already in business, tune in as the Kitchen Table Entrepreneur addresses business ownership concerns. Business novice or not, let the Kitchen Table Entrepreneur help you each week as we present and discuss the meat and potato issues of starting and running a business. Join the discussion. There's always room for your thoughts and opinions. The Kitchen Table Entrepreneur is a valuable program you should be tuning into every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Joe Cribbs, No Average Joe, is here for you, the fan, to hear about and discuss the week's top stories in the world of sports. We'll discuss not only the headliners, but you'll hear some of the smaller stories that don't usually make it on the sports wires today. It's a forum for the sports fan, hosted by Joe Cribbs, a three-time Pro Bowler with the Buffalo Bills. Joe is a 10-year pro football veteran, a former Southeastern Conference Most Valuable Player, and a member of the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. Discuss the topics with Joe Cribbs, No Average Joe, Mondays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Network.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
To be a part of the game plan with Big Ant, please call in to the program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to bigantnow@live.com. Now, let's get back into the game plan. Here's Anthony Herron.
Get down. That's right, we're getting back into the game plan. Here in the Mission Design Studio. Got this third segment happening right here. I put the poll question out at the top of the show. With all the turnover in TV land, you know, American Idol, Oprah, late night talk shows in upheaval right now, what are your takes on a couple of football coaches who you think could maybe fill in nicely as a TV show host? Had a couple of responses here. Ben in the Twin Cities says he thinks Mike Leach, with his big personality, would make for a nice show host. And he says he's also free, which makes a lot of sense to me. I think that's a good idea. And also Rico up in Chi-Town says Mike Singletary. Now, it'd have to be the right show for Mike Singletary because he's got the personality, but he's got that, you know, that killer instinct, you know, can't win with him, you know, can't have him, all that type of stuff. So that would be fun. I think Joe Paterno, personally, he is the funniest 157-year-old man I've ever met in my entire life. I think he would make for a great TV show host. But on the line right now, got Mr. Matt Hughes. He's the co-founder of a business called LS4. And a good friend of mine, a partner in this business, LS4, Life Success for Athletes. You guys know my story well enough. Matt, old teammate of mine from Iowa, great, great linebacker, one of the great linebackers in Hawkeye lore. Excellent college career, went on in the professional ranks, and you know, went through the ringer, as I stated earlier. So, Matt, appreciate you joining us here on the game plan.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ant.
Yeah, it's great to have you on, and I've been, you know, it's been the LS4 hotline here on the game plan for weeks now, and I think, you know, for the most part, a lot of folks don't even know what I'm referring to unless I go through kind of the full explanation of what LS4 is, and it's good to have you on the show so you can, you know, maybe tell the folks a little bit about your story and the just the genesis of this idea of LS4.
Absolutely. As you stated, I played at the University of Iowa. I was there from 1994 to 1998, and I started for 3 years at inside linebacker. And after my college career, I had the opportunity to go to the next level, and I played for the San Francisco 49ers briefly until I blew my shoulder out. And you know, at that point, I had to reevaluate what I was going to do with my life, and you know, things just kind of, you know, went through a couple different career paths, and I landed on my feet. But recently, as you know, about 8 months ago, we started discussing some bad trends and some bad statistics that are going on in the National Football League as well as the NBA. And a stat that was brought to my attention was 78% of NFL football players are broke, divorced, or unemployed within 2 years of retirement. And, you know, I kind of got my arms around that with one of our partners, and Tim Dwight, and we started talking about this stat and, you know, how we can help change the trend. And obviously we called you and we talked to you about the stat and things that we could do together to help reverse this trend. And, you know, it came down to our way of thinking is it comes down to advice. And in my own personal career, you know, when I was making advisors money or when I was making my, you know, even sometimes agent money, it really clicked to help you out and to get the next deal for you. But, you know, unfortunately, whenever you get to that point in your career where it's time to make a change or you have to retire or you get injured, well, you're no longer valuable to that advisor. So, you know, they don't return calls as quickly and things don't get done as fast. So that's really what sparked our interest in getting involved with this. I mean, obviously sports is a huge part of my life. It always has been, and as well as you. And we just want to help guys out. We want to help them make the right decisions, you know, in their professional careers. And we also want to help them when it comes to post-career and help them make decisions that are going to help them be better people in the community as well.
I think that's a good way to take it. We can even take it segment by segment here. And the website, for everyone listening out there, www.ls4a.com. That's ls4a.com, the number 4 in there, Life Success for Athletes. So in that initial segment that you were talking about that you experienced firsthand there, you're leaving college and going on to play professional football in the NFL. Maybe describe what that process is like. You know, guys are getting inundated with letters, phone calls, all these different things, and their head's spinning as they're trying to prepare themselves to play professional football. And what is the pitfall at that stage of the process?
You know what? It's just a whirlwind. You know, I'm from small town Texas, about, you know, 3,000 people in my hometown in Eastland, Texas. And, you know, to come to University of Iowa and to play and have the success I had at Iowa was huge in itself. But, you know, when you start getting letters and phone calls, as a, you know, even as a sophomore, after your sophomore year, of people really starting to talk about the next level, it starts to become a reality. And you know, as the years go on, the phone calls get more and more and more. And, you know, it's just a very stressful time because there's a lot riding on that decision. And, you know, at that stage in your life, you know how it is. I mean, you're used to making $400 or $500 a month on a scholarship check. And, you know, now you're talking about a league where back when I was going in, the minimum was, you know, around $200,000, and, you know, that's a lot of money that could potentially be going your way in a very short amount of time. So there's a lot riding on that decision, and to make the wrong decision, it's huge. And unfortunately, in the business world and in that profession, there's a lot of people that will tell you exactly what you want to hear. And they're going to tell you, they won't tell you the pitfalls. They won't tell you the bad things that can happen. And that's the unique part about our business. Every owner, every founder of our company either played college football, and most of us have professional experience. So we know where the pitfalls lie. We know where the problems are going to come up. And we're not afraid to talk to the guys about it because we want to help them make better decisions. And unfortunately, currently in that career, I think there's a lot of guys that are advising people that don't have that experience and don't have that passion and don't have those experiences to fall back on so they can get better advice.
And so once you make that transition, you're no longer an amateur athlete. Now you're in the professional ranks. And I remember what it was like for me, you know, being a rookie in the NFL and you're trying to make the team. And then, okay, you know, now you can stop sweating about making the team and now I'm a professional athlete. But then I got all this money that I've never had this much money before. I never had this much access to so many different things, and especially if you're in a big market kind of town, you have no idea what to do with yourself. And you quoted some of the numbers earlier, especially when the guys are done playing. But during the career, what would you say some of the pitfalls are for guys that are current athletes?
You know, it's amazing because you get into a locker room, and as me, I wasn't a highly drafted athlete, but, you know, I'm in the locker room with the likes of Terrell Owens, you know, Jerry Rice, you know, those guys that are big names in the world of sports. So I think the biggest problem that occurs is that these guys start trying to spin like the veterans. And what happens is you don't want to be left out. You don't want to be felt like you're not making as much money as those big guys in the locker room. So you overspend, you know, you buy stuff that you shouldn't buy. And, you know, in the NFL, it's not that first contract, unless you're top two or three round. That first contract's not going to get it done for you. It's that second contract where there's a big payday for guys. And unfortunately, you know, the average lifespan of an NFL player is not even 3 years. So the chances of you getting to that big payday is slim, but you spend like you're going to already, and you spend like you're already making it. And I think that's a huge pitfall, and that's one that we aim to help guys with and to make better decisions.
And, of course, I'm biased, but I think, you know, one of the best things about the partnership we have that we form with LS4 is that we've got guys who've had success at varying levels. You know, we've got you who went on from college to the professional ranks. We've got me who, you know, I got a few years in, you know, just kind of got vested. You know, I got my post-career going and whatnot. And then we got a guy like Tim Dwight, 10-year vet, you know, signed big contracts, big contacts with other players. So we got, you know, people who've been at every level, I guess, of the success ladder. But then you also got baseball guys involved, young people like Andy Brodell. So, you know, for you being the guy who, you know, was kind of the main initiator of LS4, how important do you think that is that we've got so many different people, you know, generationally and just kind of the different levels of success we've had?
It's absolutely huge. I mean, because you got to be able to relate to the players. If we were a group just of guys like me who didn't have a 10-year career, you know, there's not a lot. You know, I'd be just like every other advisor out there. But the fact that we have varying levels of experience and can help these guys and really truly speak from our hearts and know that we're giving them what the reality of the situation is absolutely, it's a phenomenal position to be in, and it's very unique. I don't know that there's another organization out there that's made up of all former athletes that have gone on to professions that they can truly help guys out in these issues. And we can help them through it. We can be honest. We can be blunt. We can ask them the tough questions, and we can help them make the decisions.
And so with the different services that we're offering here, I mean, we've just got a couple of minutes left here. You maybe go through the different branches of LS4, maybe
sure.
Just a little brief synopsis of why it's important and what we offer?
Absolutely. You know, obviously our main branch is the financial branch. You know, that has to do with investments, taxes, insurance, things like that. Anything to do with finances, financial goals, budgeting, all that kind of stuff is covered within that sector of our business. The second sector that we try to tackle is life skills. There's a huge step up when you're going from college to professional sports, and even when you're in professional sports and getting ready to leave, there's problems that are going to come up, and you're going to need to talk to people. You're going to need some coaching, so we have that available. We have life skills coaching available for our clients. The third area is training. Tim DeWight's a huge advocate of training and bettering, you know, athletic performance. So we have relationships across the country where our clients can go and get trained up and off-season conditioning, as well as we have some strategic relationships with different nutrition companies. So guys that need help keeping weight or, you know, gaining weight or losing weight, they can talk to our partners in the nutrition realm and get what they need so they can meet their goals. But the most important aspect that I believe that we differ is our fourth section of our business, which is career transition. And that's helping these guys transition from professional football to real life. You know, this is an area where right now they're getting dropped like a bad habit. See you later. You know, don't call me anymore because you're not making me any money. Well, to us, this is where we really step up our game. Most of these guys have never written a resume. They've never been through a professional interview. So it's our job and our duty to help them get prepared for life after football, because not everybody's going to have a 10-year career and have a load of money in the bank. A lot of guys are going to be in and out in a brief time, and we need to help them advance to the next level of their life. So in a nutshell, that's LS4. Those are the areas that we try to tackle, and we're I'm super excited to be partnering with you, Anthony, and Tim, and the rest of our group, and Andy, and I think we have a great thing going, and we're just excited to get out and start talking to people.
Well, it's, of course, a for-profit venture, but we're trying to help some folks out, and it's great that now at this time it seems like some of the player issues for both current athletes and retired athletes are starting to come to the forefront on a little bit more of a regular basis. So, I mean, hopefully, you know, we're hitting this at the right time where maybe there can just be a whole snowball effect of support for businesses like ours that really are geared towards trying to help athletes out. That's my hope, at least.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's been, you know, person after person that has had long, successful careers that have ended up bankrupt, broke, and you read about them every day. And it's in our language and in our estimation, it's absolutely unexcusable. And there's no reason that those things should happen. And so that's where an organization like ours will take that bull by the horn and really start making some changes in the way people do business.
Well, this has been Matt Hughes on the LS4 Hotline. Again, the website, www.ls4a.com. LS, the number 4, A.com. That's Life Success for Athletes. Matt, real quick before you get off the line here, my poll question I put out, any coaches you've ever had that you think would actually be a good late-night talk show host?
You know who I'm going to say, man. There's nothing, nobody's funnier than the great Hayden Fry.
Got to go with Giggy, old Hayden Fry, huh?
Yeah, there's not a funnier guy. I mean, he would have everybody rolling. He may not make a lot of sense some of the times, but he's going to have everybody rolling.
I don't disagree with you, Matthew. I appreciate you being on today, man.
Thanks, Dan. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, talk to you soon. That was Matt Hughes. LS4A.com is the website. Life Success for Athletes is his goal. Partner of mine in LS4, he was on the LS4 Hotline. So, take one more little break in, and we'll come back with one brief segment closing out the show, give you my NFL playoff picks for next weekend. Come right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
It's football, pop culture, and everything in between. Get ready for the game plan with Anthony Herron, a.k.a. Big Ant. Anthony has a background in college and professional football and brings the player, coach, and broadcaster perspective to this weekly roundup of the top sports news and events. Big Ant wants to hear from you, too. Tune in to the game plan with Anthony Herron every Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific. Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. It's game time.
There is so much complexity behind intimate connections. Wouldn't you like a better understanding into the how and why of how intimate connections are formed, how they deepen, and how they are broken? Tune in to The Intimacy Connection with Dr. Raymond Jones to learn more about the different facets of adult connections. It's an audio guidebook to why relationships form, flourish, or break apart as they do. The Intimacy Connection, live every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
We'll be right back.
To be a part of the game plan with Big Ant, please call in to the program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to BigAntNow@live.com. Now, let's get back into the game plan. Here's Anthony Heron.
All right, got a couple more emails here to the Quaker Homes inbox answering my poll question, which I won't have much more time for you to email in anymore, but I'll feel free to respond to any other ones you want to still send at this point after I go off the air. But poll question I put out at the top of the show, all the upheaval in television going on right now, American Idol, Oprah, late night talk with Conan and Jay Leno and everything, a lot of jobs changing hands in TV. How about a football coach that would be an excellent TV show host? I told you I think Joe Paterno, not only because he's the funniest 189-year-old man I've ever met in my entire life, but he will also tell you like it is. So I can't get enough of Joe Pa. They have him on TV all the time at Penn State. They got their own campus TV station back there and everything. I would love to see him hosting The Bachelor or something like that. You know, like The Bachelor just had some upheaval last night. Some chick dating one of the, one of the camera operators or one of the boom microphone guys or something like that. I'm not dating. Dating is probably overstating what actually happened right there. But she gets kicked off the show. I would love to see Joe Paterno handle something like that. Because, I mean, the way he speaks to the media, the way he's spoken to me a time or two has been ridiculously hilarious. But got a couple of emails here. BigAntNow@live.com is the Quaker Homes inbox. Curtis, up in Chi-Town. Curtis from Chicago says, Big Ant, I got to tell you, I would like to see Lovie Smith as the host of Dancing with the Stars because I believe Lovie is light on his feet. Well, it sounds like there's actually a Bears fan out there that is not angry with Lovie Smith right now. Interesting with the Bears staff, too. Even that's got some coaching transition going on there. Appreciate the email, Curtis, and the email from Steve earlier as well. The whole offensive staff, I believe, got fired in Chicago. I mean, it makes sense to me. They didn't score any points. Jay Cutler threw 90 interceptions. So, yeah, you might as well. I mean, it's too bad. I like Ron Turner a lot. Great guy. And he's had success at varying levels. I mean, he won a couple of years when he was at Illinois. His first go-around with the Bears as their offensive coordinator, you know, did some good things on offense, put up a lot of passing yards. I think he'll land on his feet. It'll probably, who knows, maybe he'll be the offensive coordinator at Northern Illinois or Eastern Illinois. I mean, apparently he's not too interested in leaving the state at this point. So all the best to Ron Turner. But thank you for the email, Curtis. Also, James in Des Moines says, I love the Hayden Fry idea. He would be a great host for any show. And also, love your show, Big Ant. James, thank you very much. That is nice of you to say. Appreciate you listening in and writing to the Quaker Homes inbox. So, had my guest Matt Hughes on the line earlier talking about LS4, which the website is www.ls4a.com. But I told you I'm going to get into a few NFL picks here as well for next weekend's action. Playoff action coming up. Going to have Baltimore at Indy coming up in the divisional round of postseason play. I think the Colts are going to be on a different type of mission this year. They've already got that initial Super Bowl under their belts. I believe that there's something chemical happening with this team now. Even with the way that they finished off the regular season, I think that the Colts are out to prove a point, not only about, you know, just winning a Super Bowl this year, about the 14-0 start with them being a good team from the 2009 regular season, but out to prove that the way they do things in Indianapolis is their business, basically. And they got a lot of backlash from the folks about the 14-0 start. But there's something about Peyton Manning's legacy that I think another Super Bowl ring will cement him in that upper crust, because there's still a lot of haters, there's a lot of doubters about Peyton Manning and what he's done in the postseason. So another ring, I think, and I think that will galvanize this team. I'm picking the Colts to beat Baltimore at home. San Diego, to me, that's one of the easier picks. I'd be shocked if Mark Sanchez is able to go on the road to the hottest team in the NFL, 11 wins in a row from the Chargers, a rookie quarterback going there to beat Philip Rivers in San Diego. I don't see that happening. Chargers all the way in that one for me. New Orleans at home hosting Arizona. Oh, Arizona is such a dangerous team, but that defensive showing doesn't lead me to believe in any stretch of the imagination, even though I love their D-line coach, Ron Aiken, coached me at Iowa. Coach Aiken, I'm sorry, got to pick against you. You didn't heat up the quarterback, so got to go with New Orleans. If you're not going to heat up Drew Brees, he will slice and dice you. Last game in the divisional round, Minnesota and Dallas. To me, this is the toughest one to call. It's going to be on Fox Sunday at 1 Eastern. Ah, that's a hard one. I'm going with Dallas on the road. Even though Minnesota, I mean, they've got it at every level. They can get it done. But Dallas is playing at another level right now. Something happened in December where this team said, we refuse to be denied. Everyone picked up their game, Tony Romo included. They can run the ball now, which they're willing to do, which they weren't earlier in the season. Of course, we know they can throw the ball, weapons everywhere. Defensively, they get after the quarterback. Heat up Brett Favre, force him into turnovers. I believe Dallas comes out with the victory in that game. We will see how those picks work out next week, because I'm, of course, going to let you know next Tuesday whether I was right or wrong. So, again, you can check me out this Thursday night on the Big Ten Network with the Bowl Wrap-Up Show, getting every drop out of the Big Ten Bowl success that we can. I'll be on there with, of course, Dave Repson, Howard Griffith, Jerry DiNardo, myself, Chris Martin, the whole gang, Rick Pizzo, Glenn Mason. Everybody's going to be in studio. As always, catch this show every Tuesday, 5 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Sports. And my Lexis, with the football season coming to a close, there's not going to be quite as many Lexi casts, but you can always catch me on Lexi.com with a little big-ass, big game of the week, Big Ten conference updates, and everything else going on. Appreciate the guest, Matt Hughes. Appreciate the emailers. Appreciate everyone else out there in radio, live internet radio land, listening in every week, Tuesday. I'll be back again. Keep doing your thing, America. Just do it better.
That's all we have time for this week. Join Anthony Big Ant Heron again next week for another edition of The Game Plan. Tune in Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.